Hello, beautiful women. Today we talk about juicy, sexy marketing and sales. I can't even believe I'm like recording this episode, but this is what came through me so strongly, and I wanted to share this with you. And before, because this relates obviously to my work, and hopefully this is gonna help all of you listening with your work. But before I do that, I just wanted to remind you, I'm not sure when this is going to be released actually, but just in case, I'm going to release it before the deadlines. I wanted to remind you that in May, I'm running the biggest promotions and discounts for the Claim program, my program that helps you attract committed masculine men. And I'm running it kind of in two groups. If you have had a discovery call with us in the past, I'll be offering you an amazing 50% discount on the webinar that's happening on the 13th of May. And by the way, this is going to be the last cohort for 2024, but probably forever. Because if you've been listening to my podcast, you know that I'm planning to close down the Claim program and transition and move on. So make sure to take advantage of that. But and for everybody else, if you've been following my work for a while, if your friend has been in the program or whatever, you always wanted to join the program, then this is definitely going to be your time, and I'm going to be offering a huge discount as well for you. But first, I'm going to do a five-day series walking you through the different pillars of the program and how transformational this work is and what you need to do in order to start attracting amazing men. So we're starting on the 19th of May for 5 days, and at the end of each day, I'll be inviting you to have a discovery call with us to see if it's a great fit and to take advantage of the amazing discount they'll be offering. So all of that's happening, and all of the sales have to be fine. All the enrollments have to be final and done by May 31st, where we're starting we'll kick off with a 3-day virtual intensive with me inside the program. So to get information about everything, well, you'll be receiving a lot of emails from me this month in your inbox. And I'll be promoting this on Instagram as well, but in case you can't find the email, it might end up in spam or whatever, just message me on Instagram and I'll send the links to you. All right, let's talk about juicy and sexy marketing. So my relationship, it's actually really interesting. In my past life, before I became a feminine embodiment coach, I worked in online marketing. I was a launch manager and a producer and an online marketing and an email marketing manager. So I've done everything, right? Like, it's so interesting. Right after I finished university, which was 2012, I jumped on a plane and I went all the way to Malaysia. I'm sure a lot of you will know this company called Mind Valley. And so I worked in Mind Valley. I lived in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia for about 3 years. And, you know, I kind of climbed the corporate ladder from like being in their customer support, starting there, and all the way to being a launch manager and launching these like multi-million dollar launches with all these kinds of authors in personal development. That's another really funny story. I didn't know anything about meditation or personal development, whatever. So Mind Valley for me was an experience that's kind of twofold. First, it gave me the experience of online marketing, and And for those of you who don't know, Mind Valley is one of the biggest, if not the biggest, online marketing, online publishing companies in the personal development space. They have like an academy where they publish all these authors, blah, blah. And it's like the Google of Asia. So I lived in Malaysia for 3 years. And after that, I discovered this world of digital nomadism when I was like, what the hell? I can work online and do this thing from anywhere. So I like moved to Thailand by myself and lived there and yada, yada, you know. So I learned everything that I could about online marketing and marketing, especially in the personal development niche or, you know, area in Mind Valley. But I also obviously learned personal development. And then I worked for another company for about a year after Mind Valley, and this is where I actually met String. And by the way, during that time, I was also healing myself and discovering myself as a woman, discovering polarity, blah, blah, blah. So I'm telling you this is because I have online marketing background, and it definitely helped me, you know, like I had to, when I was in Mind Valley, I actually met some of these people. Like I met Brendan Burchard, those of you who are familiar with the online marketing world. I was like going through all these courses of Jeff Walker and Frank Kern, and I've done it all. And it's so funny that when I started my own business, I was completely oblivious to these techniques or tactics. I was very, very good at applying them for other people. I was actually better. I would say I was like an expert at marketing, but I was really good at project management. I was really good at and it was so fun to work there. And it was really a fun company to work with, not with its own problems, but that doesn't matter now. But when I started my own business, it's like something switched and I didn't know how to do any of this. Or maybe what it was is that all of these tactics and techniques, the marketing things, didn't feel good. So anyways, and then as I've done the claim program for 4 years. We got $2 million a year, blah blah blah. And so I could tell you, I mean, in the beginning, and there were glimpses throughout the 4 years, because obviously, you've got to market, right? You've got to send emails, you've got to create campaigns, you've got to do webinar, you've got to do all of that. And I think that, in the beginning, especially, but also throughout the years, I've had glimpses where I was like so ecstatic, oh my, ecstatic, excited, I guess, to share my message. And I remember like an occasional, really good email that I wrote. Or, and by the way, we've also hired copywriters throughout the time. And by the way, we found no copywriter that had beat my headline on my webinar page, which was, how to start attracting committed masculine men in 30 days or less. Anyways, but I can tell you that the majority of time, especially when the business started to like be doing really well in terms of numbers, and it was so much pressure. Well, not pressure, but yeah, I guess also pressure and work and team and everything. I lost it, like it felt. I remember I was like, fuck, rolling my eyes. And I said, if I have to write another email about men and about like how to attract your guy and whatever, like I just lost it. I didn't care anymore. I had to write emails because I had to write emails. And obviously, right, it really sucks when you're in that place. And that was happening for a really long time. At some point, I stopped writing emails because I couldn't. String was writing my emails. We hired a copywriter. Like, if many different people wrote my emails. So, and basically that was it for like a couple of years or a few years. And so, recently, in the last few weeks, actually, I started to work a little bit on expanding my nervous system with different, I guess, techniques and embodiment practices and things like that. And I started to really get back. Sorry, I'm parking. Oh my God. You've been probably listening to my podcast and be like, what the fuck, woman? Just park. But I literally can't. I've hit cars before. Well, I haven't hit them. I scratched them. So I don't want to do that again. Okay. I'm all parked and ready to go. So just recently, I've been reconnecting to the actual customer and to the actual woman that I want to help and to my work, to my body of work. And I also actually, I'm not like intensely coaching right now or working with women because I'm in transition. So that also affects it because I'm feeling this like desire, need to connect and to guide and to coach women. I've just done it a lot. I've done it more than I should have actually with the claim program. And I've exhausted myself and burnt out. But anyways, and what hit me yesterday was that what hit me yesterday and also like the week before, because I'm preparing launch emails and writing all these launch emails, I'm like, I asked myself the question, or I said, I just really want to write juicy, sexy emails, and I want to create a juicy, sexy webinar where my passion and my desire to serve and my excitement about this work transmits so powerfully. I've actually seen examples of this from some of the women I started to follow. And I was asking, like, wow, how did she write that email? You know, because, like, when you read emails from people that are sending you marketing shit, you can really tell the difference, can't you? For the longest time, I just unsubscribed. I'm just because it's all bullshit. Like, all of it was bullshit, especially if it's a copyright, whatever, right? But if there's no soul in your words, people feel it. And I think for the longest time, I mean, women felt it in my emails because, you know, my soul wasn't there. And so I really asked myself the question, how could I do that? You know, how could every email and every post be in devotion of this body of work and be in service of the woman who's on the other end, who's struggling, whatever, whatever. I think that true marketers, well, not true marketers, to be honest with you, I mean, like, how do we do that? That's the subject of this post. And I actually want to read you an email that I wrote yesterday, which I thought was pretty good. It's a sales email. It's a sales email for my master classes. I don't care. I can just share it with you because I think it's a really good example. And so I'm finally starting to reconnect to, because I understand, you know, marketing, like, for the longest time, I was like, fuck, I'm just so tired of all of these formulas and techniques and how to write subject lines that grab people's attention and, like, put emojis, do this, do that, like, use all these tricks in your email, like, all of that bro marketing. It's just so fucking tiring. And that's why I was also tired. I was tired of listening to men. And then as we go, I discover women who are so passionate about their work, they cannot not speak about it. Do you know what I mean? So the job, like our job, and this is specifically, I think, relates to women, especially feminine essence women, which is most women anyways. We have a different way, you know? And so, I mean, men do it too, right? But yeah. Like, to be honest with you, I mean, I know it's true. Women, like, say, female leaders and female copywriters and whatever, primarily work with women, not copywriters, sorry, like female coaches and blah, 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 are primarily hired by women. And male coaches are primarily hired by men. Not in all cases, obviously. Obviously, like, women work with men work with women, but especially, like, when it comes to business, what I noticed is that the feminine way, like, learning from a woman how to do business, just I don't know how to explain it. It feels so much more aligned because you feel like this is a woman and she gets it, you know? Especially if, like, you're a mother and a wife and you're trying to juggle life. You see another mother and a wife and you're like, oh yeah, she's doing it. How is she doing it, you know? So in all of my learnings in the last few weeks, I've realized that I wasn't connected to my work and to not necessarily my voice, but that passion and excitement. I listened to a podcast episode recently. It was the woman was saying, you know, your first job is to believe in your work more than anybody else does. And I've lost it. I've also lost it, I gotta be honest with you, in terms of, like, I also have this thing in me of, like, oh, buy my program. You know, it's amazing. And you're kind of hiding. I was hiding. And now I'm like, fuck. Like, when I read my testimonials, when I receive yet another story of a woman getting married or having a baby or just starting to attract amazing men. Like, recently I talked to this woman. She joined the program 2 weeks ago, okay? And she runs, like, a business. And she's like, and she literally on the discovery call, she was so skeptical. She was like, I've done everything, blah, blah, blah. And we're like, well, okay, this is the missing piece. I'm telling you. Anyway, she didn't really believe it. She blah, blah, whatever. She took a risk, right? And then 2 weeks in, she's like a completely different person. She told me, Anna, I've been on dates with two men. And they both started telling me about where are all the feminine women. and complimented me that I'm so feminine. And she said, in my whole life, I've never had a conversation like this with a man. So my job and your job, but I think it doesn't even matter what business you have. Like maybe you sell shoes, right? Or like a client of mine I have, she runs an ophthalmology practice. She's an eye doctor. It all goes back to that thing about vision, right? I mean, all the masculine coaches call it like, what is your vision and mission? I think those words never really connected to me. Like I heard about them in college. It was like, yeah, blah, 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 vision, mission, vision, mission. Who gives a shit? You know what I mean? But I think for women, it's mostly like, why are you doing this business? Because, we all could have chosen something else to do with our lives, right? We could have gotten a job. We could have, I don't know, been stay-at-home mom. Like, you could have done something completely different, right? But no, we chose this. So why? And I think that what happened for me, which I know that a lot of you will resonate, in the process of doing the actual business, like working in the business and doing, I lost the connection to why am I doing it? I mean, it was there, but my job had to be every single day to be connected to that. That's the first job that I have because nobody else will believe in my work more than I do. Nobody else will believe in your desire to serve your patients, to have better eyesight, to have better health. Nobody else besides you will be more passionate about helping, wealth managers or money managers help their clients and improve their lives. Like whatever business you're running it for a reason, to what? To make a change, to solve a problem. So that's what I'm connecting to right now. And that is so important. And it also made me realize that I have to stop fucking hiding. And I have to, like, I mean, I consider myself a good saleswoman, like, considering how many women were sold into the program and how I've developed my sales script and everything. I've talked to more than like 1,000 women on discovery calls one-on-one, okay? Like I know my message. And I've seen the transformation. And yet, after so many women and after so many years, you can get lost, You can get distracted. And so that's what happened to me. And I also had two babies in the process, blah, blah. So sexy, juicy marketing, right? It comes from that. When we are so connected, and I've seen examples of it, and I've been in circles now with women like that, and I'm so inspired because it's like, I am so excited to be on a call here with you, whatever that call is, whether it's a discovery call, whether it's an actual, coaching call, whether it's a webinar, whether it's, it doesn't matter. All that it is me connecting to you and you feeling my passion. When I'm writing my email, when I'm posting my Instagram post, right? It's you feeling my passion to serve you and feeling how important this is for me and how important this is for you. That's it. That's all that it is. And so, like as I'm writing these emails, I get into this like energy. I'm like, so I had an idea, right? Yesterday, and I wrote this email. Hang on, I'll read it to you. So it's a sales email, and the angle I have for it is like, I'll join claimed when dot dot dot. So I'll read it to you. So subject line, I have a few variations, is like, I'll join claimed when dot dot dot, or what is your excuse first name? And I say, hey Jennifer. Some of the most common replies I hear from women who want to improve their love lives are, I'll join claimed when I have the more money, I get a promotion or bonus, I get a new job, I've moved into my house, I'm back from Paris, I lose 50 pounds, I fix my rosacea, I'm stylish and pretty, my kids are out of college, my kids are older, my husband approves, my divorce is finalized, I'm stable. I mean, the list goes on. Now, I'm going to say something that might piss a few of you off, but I'll risk it anyway because this is too important to hear for the women who need to hear it. Most of the replies above are excuses. There's never going to be a perfect moment when stars align and you feel radiant enough to join claimed and start working on your love life. Read that again because it is important. There's never going to be a perfect moment when stars align and you feel ready and enough to join claimed and start working on your love life. Do not wait until things will get better or you look prettier and your situation gets stable. Most of these are excuses, and behind most of these is simply fear. What if this doesn't work? What if this doesn't work for me? What if I fail? What if I succeed? An amazing man I was dreaming about actually start to ask me out on a date. From my experience, I can tell you that most of our fears are actually related to our success, fear of success. You wouldn't believe how many women, after completing my program and putting in the work, start attracting men and amazing men, and then they freak out in a good way, like my client Anna. So then there's a screenshot, and this woman is saying that she's attracting a man, and she's writing this. All of a sudden, there are no obvious roadblocks. We both live in the same city. He's emotionally available, actively looking for a partner. He doesn't need my help to figure out his life. I'm realizing how much I've been coaching the men I've dated in the past and how much the men I have dated have been looking up to my masculine accomplishments. This is not the case with this man. He doesn't need my help at all, and he's much more accomplished than me. Owns a lot of property, earns good money, is extremely well-connected, blah, blah. I feel very safe with him, but I wouldn't say that I feel completely comfortable. We saw each other last night and connected really well. This morning, I woke up in full panic mode with my heart beating really fast. I realized
that I got caught off. Okay, where did we end? Okay, so she's saying, yeah, this woman is like, it's a little confusing to me to finally meet this kind of a man I've been looking for, and then my body doesn't feel good. And then I continue. These women freak out because they have a sense of like, holy shit, this is actually happening. He exists. He's out there. He wants me. Oh my God, I need to get the hell out of here. This is called self-sabotage. So ask yourself, what are you really afraid of? Because from where I stand, there's nothing you should be afraid of. The Claim program has an incredible track record of guiding more than 600 women through a journey of getting out of their head and into their bodies, starting to shift from their predominantly masculine to feminine energy, and rebuilding their self-worth from the inside. 80% of all of our clients have rated the program 4 or 5 stars and are recommended to their girlfriends or family members. We have a step-by-step blueprint that will take you through the whole process, one module, one worksheet, and one embodiment practice at a time. You've got access to 3 coaching calls in a week, coaching calls a week for all your questions and situations to be resolved and answered. And you have an incredible community of women to support you and stand by your side the whole way. The time is now, Jennifer. You've got 48 hours left to join Claimed. Last cohort at reduced 50% off. Don't hesitate and take a bold step into your amazing love life now. Amazing men are waiting for you to get out of your story, out of your head, and out of your limiting beliefs and fears, and finally put yourself out there. Join Claimed now. I'll see you on the other side, Anna. And I'm realizing now that in the PS line, I should just add, here's what I replied to this woman. And my reply to this woman was like, do not worry. This is completely normal. You are getting on another, you're unlocking another level of your success in your love life. All you have to do now is feel, work with that emotion, and still go and date this man. Because the fact that you're attracted to this guy tells me and the world and the universe that this is an energetic match. This is who you actually are. Your body just needs to, and your reality needs to catch up with it. I felt the same with String, by the way. So that's the kind of email I wrote, and it's not perfect. I see here how I could improve it. But this idea of like women constantly telling me that I'll join it when I come from Paris. You know, I had a woman yesterday who had a discovery call with us 2 years ago. Okay. And back then everything resonated, but she was like either moving state or moving house. And she's like, once this settles in January, I'll join. Yeah. And now she messaged me 2 years later. And again, the same thing happens. She's like, oh, Anna, I'd love to join your program, blah, blah, blah. But like my kids are out of college and I own a business and I'm moving houses and it's just not a good time. So I had to get fucking real, and I had to lovingly write an email to this woman, say, whatever her name is, Jennifer, I looked at our notes 2 years ago. It was exactly the same thing. So when is it going to be a good time? You know what I mean? Especially if things happen for you, like if it's a pattern, then you got to look at what this is. When are you going to put you and your love life up front? You can make it happen. You can find the time. It's all about priorities. Like right now, my life is a fucking mess, right? I'm packing my shit. We are, you know, launching a program. I'm in a transition in my business. We're going to Europe for a month. And then right from there, we're moving to Bali. Like, it's a fucking mess. I still enrolled and invested myself. I enrolled to a program that's helping me expand my nervous system capacity to hold more money and hold my business. So you can do what you want. You decide. But if it's 2 years later, you're having the same damn excuse that you're moving houses or like whatever, you know, when I get a new job, when I get this, it's never going to happen. So do it now. Like, get out of your bullshit story, say yes to yourself, and get on a path of transformation. And chances are, by the way, that that same pattern that's keeping you from getting stability in your life is the same pattern that's keeping you from getting a good man. Anyways, this starts to sound like a pitch, but let me summarize this. So I'm coming to this place of like, this is what marketing is. This is what sales is. You have to be, first and foremost, connected to your work so much, and you have to believe in it so much that you can't let that woman go. In the past, I believe when I was connected, I've had my, I don't know if I told this story, but I had my highest day of sales, which was four women back to back paying full price, full pay, $4,800. So this was like $19,000 a day. This was my highest day of sales. Cash in, right? Fuck, that day was amazing. Like, it was so easy. And it was like, bam, bam, one after another. I had women on calls who were petrified of investing in themselves a few thousand dollars. Like, just petrified. Never done this before. It was the biggest investment on their life. Their hands are sweaty. You know, they're like, oh my God, I can't believe this. What would my dad say? And I was just there. And I'm like, I'm there holding space. And I'm like, what's her name? I remember all these women, right? I was there with them on a call. And we were both laughing. But when you know, and your body knows. Like, women who had no money whatsoever, didn't even ask how the program was working, put it on a credit card, their life completely changed and transformed. So it's about that. It's about me knowing that this program or this service or whatever you're offering is going to change your life. Well, if you're selling a pair of shoes or you have a shoe store, how are your shoes changing lives? Because trust me, I've had shoes that completely changed my life. So this includes a pair of Crocs that I recently bought, the stylish ones with a platform. But you know, like, and then when you're connected to that, everything that you do in your business, that's what the vision is about. That's what you talk about it constantly and you hold it in your body. And so the challenge, girlfriends, is to keep that going. Because business shit will take you down. Like it took me down. Honestly, I started to hate it at some point. I was like, I don't give a fuck anymore. I can't write those posts. I can't talk about men anymore. Like, it's too much. Yeah, I just lost it. So that's my message to you. Happy, sexy and juicy marketing. Because what is marketing? You know, it's like Jesus preaching to the masses. That's what we're all doing. Yeah? We're just sitting there doing our podcasts. Well, you know, if you're in the online education space. But even if you're not, you know, like maybe you're advertising. Maybe you're putting posters up. But like, where is your soul in it? You know, because no one else will believe in it more than you. So I hope this was helpful, girlfriends. And if it was, please DM me on Instagram, send me a message, because, you know, I just sit in the car and talk about I don't know what. All right, I'll talk to you soon. Bye.